The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
This week's question comes from Julia, who wrote in, "Hi, Megan. There seem to be a lot of relationships within the New York City Ballet. What is the dynamic like when breakups occur, and how difficult is it to dance with a former romantic partner? Will the casting directors avoid pairing two former romantic partners together? Thank you so much for doing this podcast, Julia." Thanks for writing in, Julia, and welcome to the show. Having been previously married to a colleague, I can definitely speak to this question. We do have a lot of relationships in our company. It can be kind of a bubble, working in any ballet company, but specifically New York City Ballet, working with the same people for long hours. We often are each other's closest friends, and relationships do pop up often. When a breakup occurs, people put such a high priority on their career. You know, we are all super grateful to have the jobs we have at New York City Ballet, and no one wants to let a breakup get in the way of their career dreams. So people just kind of plow through the awkwardness. It's no doubt uncomfortable, sometimes painful, and just downright unfortunate. I would now advise people to never date at work in order to forever avoid this kind of uncomfortable situation, but I do also understand how hard it is to sometimes avoid. It's very hard to break out of the company dynamic and meet other people with other jobs. As professional ballet dancers, we have very weird hours. We work through the weekend. We can be busy from 10 in the morning till 11 at night, and so it can be really hard to connect with others that do something different for a living when your hours are so different from the rest of the world. In terms of casting, when I got divorced at New York City Ballet, I requested to not dance with my ex, but I also knew that we weren't a crucial partnership within the company. I'm shorter, and so it makes sense for me to dance with the shorter principal men, like I most often have. If our professional partnership was more unavoidable, then I probably would have to have been okay with dancing with him right off the bat, breakup or not, but I was lucky enough to be able to avoid it for a year and a half. And then it seemed to be an issue for my own casting, and so I bit the bullet and got over that first difficult hurdle. Really, in the end, we are all incredibly professional and just want to dance well out there. You put aside the other garbage to just get the necessary done. When it comes to dancing with an ex or not dancing at all, most dancers eventually choose to dance. If I can offer any advice to young dancers, it would be to find a network of non-dancer friends in whatever city you end up in, not just for dating purposes, but to stay well-rounded and happy. It's incredibly refreshing to hang out with people who do something different from you for their workday. It also really helps put things into perspective that you might be blowing out of proportion from the company or school you are dancing with. Trying to explain ballet drama to a non-dancer, you quickly find yourself realizing that we can easily over-dramatize things that aren't that important. So non-dancer friends are a must. Thanks for writing in, Julia, and I wish you all the best. Thanks for tuning in to Ask Megan. As always, we will be back next week with another new episode. If you have your own ballet question for me, go to premierdancenetwork.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. Wishing everyone a great March.